So hello, everyone. Welcome to Be in the Know, the Essex Knowledge Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Elisa Operti, a professor of management, who is going to talk about her research on the Palio di Siena. Thank you for joining me, Elisa.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm very glad to share with you these findings from this research project, which I carried out with Stoyan Skurev and Samuel Lampronti.
Cool. So in your research, you studied jockeys in the Palio di Siena, which is a rather unusual setting, especially for management research. And this year is extra exciting for the Palio because it hasn't been held for the last few years because of COVID. So it's an exciting time. Can you tell me a little bit about what the Palio is and why exactly it was of interest to you for your research?
The Palio is a world famous horse race that takes place in the city of Siena, whose origins go back in centuries. The Palio takes place annually on the 2nd of July and on the 16th of August, and each race entails running three laps around Piazza del Campo, the main piazza in the city, and involves 10 of its 17 contrade, which are the city neighborhoods. The Palio is more than a horse race. It is the galloping heart of a social system that governs the life of the city of Siena throughout the year. And what makes the Palio interesting from a research standpoint is that the city of Siena features a system of alliances, but also of rivalries that are entrenched and deeply felt. And they are transmitted across generations through images, colors, narratives, stories. The race and the rival, if you go to Siena, they are ever-present topics of discussion in the city. So a social system characterized by strong rivalries is generally considered at high risk of conflict escalation. However, what we observed in Siena over the centuries is that these rivalries have not been detrimental to the social development of the city or to the economic outcome. Quite the opposite. Siena has been able to thrive for centuries thanks to this social system. It achieved excellence in banking, in scientific domain, and also in the sport domain. And thus, the city of Siena seemed an ideal context to address the question, how can a community characterized by deep antagonism and rivalries reduce the risk of conflict escalation and thrive?
Thank you for explaining the context. It's super interesting. And can you share what you found most interesting about your findings?
Yeah, in a study of the determinant of conflict escalation on and off the racetrack since 1743, based on archival data and interviews that we conducted, we identified some of the factors that led to conflict escalation and de-escalation. So on the one hand, the existence of deeply felt rivalries can trigger incidents or episodes of violent confrontation. Alliances can also be drivers of conflict as they represent channels through which rivalry diffuses and they induce confrontation between larger opposing coalitions or camps. But on the other way, we find that personal relationships that cut across opposing camps are a powerful vehicle for conflict escalation. For example, when professional jockeys, the key actors in the Senese system, move from one contrada to another, they maintain a close personal relationship with the member of the past contrada or the past neighbor that was employing them. So the members of the contrada and the captain get acquainted with the jockey's family, wife, kids, individual within the contrada, keep giving their services to the jockey to maintain a solid personal bonds with him. And this personal connection keeps the system in equilibrium because they lower the likelihood that the jockey leaves to join the rival. And these moves are extremely rare. But when they occur, when a jockey leaves and goes to an opposite camp or to a competitor, it reduces the possibility of conflict escalation or of a violent confrontation between camps. So in a nutshell, what we find is that the mobility of talent or key employees, in our case, the professional jockeys, can be leveraged to reduce the threat of conflict escalations in social systems.
So Elisa, your participants for this research were jockeys in a horse race. Can you explain how these findings apply to managers and employees in other kinds of workplaces?
Yes, sure. The same mechanism can be studied and leveraged in contexts such as business rivalries or rivalries between political camps that are very relevant nowadays. Jockeys in Siena are maybe an extreme case of talent offering their services to different contrada. But talent mobility can be observed in business and is a regularity. Firms tend to think negatively, and managers are mad when they lose one of their best employees to their rival. But we think that there is a silver lining. These individuals, once they move, are those that can be used to reduce the risk of competition wars. So think about IBM and Apple. In the 80s, they were arch rivals, but nowadays they even cooperate. They have alliances. And why is this the case? Tim Cook, the current Apple CEO, is a former employee of IBM. And during the 12 years he spent at IBM, he made friendships and connections, and now these ties are leveraged to reduce the escalation of competitive pressure.
So in what other context can we apply your findings? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, we believe that our findings can also be beneficial in other domains, like the politics domain. If you think in the last few years, we have observed increasing polarization in France, in the United States. There's a deep antagonism between rival coalitions, and this has moved the leaders one against the other. It has hindered cooperation. It has triggered confrontation between citizens belonging to opposing factions. So conflict is ever present on many topics, vaccines, whatever. And the risk of conflict escalation is ever present, and it has detrimental effects on economic outcomes and well-being. So our research suggests that individuals belonging to opposing coalition, but who share the past work experiences or are connected by friendship, can be the best champions that may overcome these divisions. For instance, many of the deputies of Macron's party come from previous personal experience with other parties, either the socialist parties or Les Républicains. Several members of the different parties attended the same French schools, or now they sent their kids to the same school. And I think that these personal contacts and moves can be leveraged in coming years to reduce conflicts and get things done in a parliament that doesn't have a clear majority.
Hey, that's really interesting. And so would you say that rivalry can be a problem, but there is also opportunities there?
Yeah, I think this is what Siena taught us, that rivalry is a threat, but is also an opportunity that can be leveraged because it motivates individual and it drives performance up. There is research by Gavin Kilduff at the New York University showing the benefits of rivalry. So we need to find ways to control the dark side of antagonism and rivalry and be able to manage rivalry for the common good. And I think the citizens of Siena can show us the way.
So, okay, so it sounds like we all need to plan a trip to Siena then. So yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was fascinating to hear about research that was conducted in such a unique setting and hear about how we can apply that research in our own workplaces. Thank you, Elisa.
Thank you, Julia.
Until next time.